and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia, buenas noches. Una semana ya ha pasado desde nuestra última cita y un domingo más volvemos a abrir las puertas del garaje para ti. Yo soy Carlos Medina y juntos tomaremos fuerzas para comenzar la semana con buen pie. Y lo digo literalmente. Espero que hayas cenado ligero porque el show de esta noche gira en torno a una festividad especialmente celebrada en Estados Unidos, el Día de Acción de Gracias, que tendrá lugar el próximo jueves 24 de noviembre. Enseguida entraremos de lleno en los orígenes y significados de esta fiesta, pero vamos a empezar el programa de esta noche como acostumbramos, con música. Arrancando, haciendo nuestra primera parada de la noche en Escocia. Ahí nos encontramos con Primal Scream. Rocks es la canción con la que le damos las buenas noches a Little Steven. Esto es Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage.
Okay, first Thanksgiving, 1621. Grim. No cranberry sauce, no mashed potatoes, no stuffing, no pecan pie, no pumpkin pie. They may have had some kind of pumpkin pudding thing, but no crust. So it would have slipped right through the fork. They had turkey, but it was boiled. And it would have been filled with birdshot. You know, a bunch of little lead balls. Mmm, good. The Indians brought corn, but no cob. It's too hard. The four surviving housewives would have done the cooking for about 150 guests or so. Half the pilgrims had checked out on the ride over, and the first winter was totally brutal. No football. No cable. Anyway, it was such a drag that we didn't start celebrating Thanksgiving regularly until like 200 years later. It ended up on Thursdays because the Sabbath was like the Super Bowl every Sunday. They prepared for it on Saturday. They cleaned up on Monday. I mean, church was the Oscars. It was the Derby. It was Ali Frazier every week. And by the way, you know those pictures of the big hats and that black and white look, or brown and white, you know, with the big buckles and all that? Those pictures are all wrong. That's not how the pilgrims dressed. That's how the Puritans dressed. That's a whole nother tribe. And buckles wouldn't go into production for another 40 years. But oh, we've come a long way since then. Those barbarians were throwbacks to the Stone Age, still engaging in animal sacrifice to give thanks. I'm proud to say we've risen above such things.
turnips are a horrible vegetable and they show up during the holidays. Nobody cooks turnips on a weekly basis. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. Can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. Just didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. Oh, you don't like it either, huh? I was going to put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.
This is Michael Strahan of the New York Giants, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. And other than Little Steven, I don't know who else is crazy enough to pull off this type of gig.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. She sits aloft at perch, strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now, thinks only of you. Just different than you.
got so, she got so, she got so, she got so.
Revealed today that American Indians are making territorial demands based on an ancient treaty which stated that all federal lands not being used to the fullest shall revert to the Indians. Therefore, they have laid claim to Alcatraz Island, the Mojave Desert, and both houses of Congress.
Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, hey, hey. Oh, I'm feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of, it's the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt right down front. Here we go, y'all. You work both arms and you work both feet. You together, baby, you run on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, it's all right. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Oh, oh. Do the funky chicken now. Oh, oh. Do the funky chicken now.
We started the show with Primal Scream and Rocks. Primal Scream out of Glasgow, out of the Creation stable, brought to you by Alan McGee. They put out a classic rock and roll record every 5 or 10 years. Rocks was from Give Out But Don't Give Up, 1994, produced by Tom Dowd, part of that legendary Atlantic Records gang. Let's Turkey Trot, Little Eva, putting us firmly on theme, written by the great Jerry Goffin and Carole King, produced by Jerry. Jerry and Carole borrowing the melody from A Little Girl of Mine. The Cleftones, for you doo-wop freaks, 1956. And Your Bird Can Sing. This is a sick show, isn't it? It really is. The Beatles. One of those guitar parts I still can't do. I didn't know it was two guitars, of course. But that's okay, I can't do either one. From Revolver, their 7th album, which many people consider their best. The Bird was the time out of Minneapolis. Prince doing everything, playing everything, producing it. 1983, and it was featured, of course, in that great scene in Purple Rain. And Bluebird, of course, Buffalo Springfield, from their best album, their 2nd album, Buffalo Springfield again, 1967. This track produced by Steve Stills with Ahmet Erdogan. And a funky chicken. But Thanksgiving is complete without that. Rufus Thomas cranking out one dance classic after the other. Late 50s, early 60s. And if that don't put you in a Thanksgiving mood, then gobble gobble to you.
On Earth Day, it's Thanksgiving. If the crew has to eat synthetic meatloaf, I want it to look like turkey.
Sigues en Rock FM despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven. Esta noche en el Underground Garage nos estamos adelantando a una de las celebraciones más esperadas de los Estados Unidos, el Día de Acción de Gracias. Pero no solo allí, en Canadá también es costumbre festejarlo, aunque lo hacen el segundo lunes de octubre. En Estados Unidos, el cuarto jueves de noviembre. En todo caso, es una fiesta importante para muchos norteamericanos que llegan a considerarla como su favorita antes que, por ejemplo, la Nochebuena. Su origen se remonta a la llegada de los primeros europeos a tierras americanas, quienes se trajeron consigo la costumbre de celebrar el final de las cosechas. Hay ciertas diferencias entre cómo celebran el Día de Acción de Gracias en Estados Unidos o en Canadá. En Estados Unidos, por ejemplo, la tradición moderna de la fiesta de Acción de Gracias tiene sus orígenes en 1621 en Plymouth, en el actual estado de Massachusetts. Aquellos colonos celebraban las buenas cosechas del año. La tradición se mantuvo en los posteriores hasta que en uno de ellos las cosechas no fueron del todo lo prósperas que se esperaba de ellas y no había suficiente alimento para todos los colonos de la zona. En esta situación, los nativos se ofrecieron para enseñar a pescar a los colonos, así como ofrecerles también semillas. Este gesto de solidaridad es el que quedó instaurado como uno de los motivos de la celebración del Día de Acción de Gracias. Como suele ocurrir en estos casos, hay cierta controversia en cuanto a su origen exacto. Algunos apuntan a que la primera celebración se llevó a cabo por los españoles que vivían en San Agustín, allí en Florida, en un 8 de septiembre de 1565. Pero la verdad, ¿quién mejor que nuestro guitarrista favorito para contarnos más sobre esta historia? Dale tú, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. What do you do with the person responsible for Thanksgiving being a national holiday? A person who earned a college degree without ever going to class, taught school to support her five children when women weren't allowed to teach school, and, are you ready for this? Wrote the lyrics to Mary Had a Little Lamb. What do you do with a person like that? You make her freak of the week. That's right. Sarah Josepha Hale, born Sarah Buell on a farm in Newport, New Hampshire, October 24th, 1788. She loved education, but in those days, women went as far as maybe high school, and that was it. Her brother Horatio went to Dartmouth College and would teach her what he learned every single day, which he deserves some rather serious recognition for himself. At 18, she wanted to teach, but society said women don't teach, so she starts a private school and teaches there. She marries a lawyer named David Hale and starts writing stories and articles and gets published in the local papers. Her husband dies suddenly, leaving her with five kids. So she goes back to teaching, but in 1827 writes a book called Northwood, A Tale of New England. This was so impressive, she was made editor of a new magazine called American Ladies Magazine. She then went on to start the Seamen Society to help feed and house and provide job skills to destitute women. She campaigned for women to be able to become physicians, which she won. She got Vassar to have the first female administrators and female instructors. She campaigned tirelessly for child welfare, women's rights, and other civic causes. Meanwhile, George Washington had issued a presidential proclamation declaring Thanksgiving a national event, but Thomas Jefferson canceled it, saying, "Who cares about a couple of pilgrims picking birdshot out of their teeth?" That's a quote. Sarah loved the holiday and started going after Abe Lincoln and wouldn't let up until he made it official, which she finally did in 1863. And in her spare time, she wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb for the Coasters.
Mary had a little lamb, it fleeced was as white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now ain't that just like me?
What'd you say?
Falling you around.
What'd you say?
Cracking up over you.
You know that I
love you.
she's everything you could want. And if you think she's everything that could be, well, I still think the world turns all around her. And I still wish that she belonged to me. I don't know how I ever could have thought that I'd let her go and still be just the same. But I found out my world turned all around her. And everywhere I go I hear her name. Somewhere along the way, I don't know why, I thought that I would want to let her go. But now whenever I see her with you, I realize how much I didn't know. So if you tell her every day you love her, and if you tell her everything she could be, you'll find out that your world will turn around her. You'll feel the same if you should set her free.
My sister brings stuff over every day that I'm off the road to decorate the house. She brought over a chestnut roasting pan. It's from the 18th century. Wow. That's great. I was walking around the kitchen the other day going, "Where's my chestnut roasting pan?" I said, "Well, I guess I'll go get some chestnuts." She said, "No, it's just to hang up on the wall." No! You'll pay $250 for that. Out of my money. I'm roasting chestnuts in it. I don't care if I burn the house down.
I'm not afraid to die. Thanksgiving is really typical of how we think about third world indigenous people. We celebrate the one nice moment we ever had with the Indians. It'd be like a date rapist saying, let's concentrate on the nice dinner we had early in the evening.
That tribute to Sarah Josepha Hale. I don't know how you pronounce it. With a song she wrote for the Coasters. Okay, actually, two of the Coasters, Billy Guy and Earl Speedo Carroll, wrote it. But they stole heavily from her Mary Had a Little Lamb. But the first rock version was actually by the Hollies, which we'll play one of these days. Did I mention Lieber and Stoller produced it? The genius godfathers of all producer-songwriters. Carl Gardner and Will Dub Jones joining Billy Guy and Speedo in the Coasters, 1961. Back to L.A. for the Byrds. The world turns all around her from their amazing second album, Turn, 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 65, written by singer Gene Clark and drummer Mike Clark. Not related. Contraband from Wildlife, The album will be out in a month or two. You can pre-order right now. WickedCoolRecords.com. Written by Dave and Sam, otherwise known as Sam and Dave. And produced by Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon. Heartbeat Smile, Alejandro Escovedo's new one. The album is Burn Something Beautiful. You can get that from AlejandroEscovedo.com. All you gotta do is spell it right. Yeah, he wrote it with Peter Buck and Scott McCoy, and Peter Buck and Scott McCoy produced it. Cool stuff. Thanksgiving's this week, and we'll be back with all the reasons there is to be thankful.
Esto es Rock FM y sigues en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche nos hemos adelantado a la celebración del Día de Acción de Gracias. En Estados Unidos se festeja el próximo jueves 26 de noviembre. Es costumbre que sea el cuarto jueves de noviembre, mientras que en Canadá tiene lugar el segundo lunes de octubre. Esto se debe fundamentalmente a que por aquellas tierras comienza antes el invierno y con ello el final de las cosechas. En ambos casos, sin embargo, sí tienen en común el banquete que disponen en sus casas. Parece que no hay suficiente información sobre qué platos se preparaban en sus comienzos, pero bueno, imaginamos que eran productos de temporada aprovechando ese final de las cosechas. Pero hoy día el pavo es el plato estrella de la fiesta y por lo visto fueron los españoles quienes extendieron la cría y consumo de pavo por el resto de América desde México. En fin, tienen pavo, guarniciones, salsas, pero cuando parece que ya no puedes probar ni un bocado más, llega el postre. Tradicionalmente se elaboran tartas de nueces pecanas, de manzana, chocolate y otras. El comienzo de la fiesta, eso sí, es tan importante como el propio banquete. Una vez que todos se han reunido alrededor de la mesa, se entona una plegaria como muestra de agradecimiento. Es habitual que sobre una buena cantidad de comida y aquí comienza otra parte que ya es clásica de la fiesta, esos fantásticos sándwiches de pavo relleno con salsa y los tuppers interminables, por supuesto, de sobras de Acción de Gracias. Pero casi mejor paro porque si sigo me entrarán ganas de recenar. Casi mejor que continúe Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Thanksgiving means we are about halfway through the silly season. Those horrifying 62 days from Halloween to New Year's when society forces you to socially interact or feel very guilty for being your standoffish, independent self. The pressure is such that deep depression and suicide occur quite frequently and are socially acceptable, if not actually encouraged, this time of year. The holidays have long lost their true meaning, with the possible exception of Halloween still being the time when the living and the dead are at their closest, at least according to the primetime TV schedule this year. Of course, most people are far more comfortable interacting with the dead than the living. You're far more likely to get your opinion across. Thanksgiving. Who are we supposed to thank again? The Indians. Oh yeah, we thank them real good. Smallpox in their blankets, the gift that keeps on giving, and barren tracts of wasteland we jokingly refer to as reservations, as in reservations at the Four Seasons. And New Year's, anybody still make New Year's resolutions? But we do have some things to be thankful for. Let's see. There's Robin and the Seven Hoods, Hunter Thompson, Andrea Bocelli, Bill Maher, books, the Three Stooges, and the Ramones.
Everybody. Hi, this is Nicole from the Darts, and when I listen to Little Steven's Underground Garage, I take what I need.
watch people at McDonald's. They decide what they want when they get to the front of the line. I knew what I wanted before I parked the car. Get out of the line. People read a McDonald's menu. It's McDonald's. It's the same stuff since you were 6 years old. Ask me anything, left to right, right to left. What do you want to know?
Tub. I just used it that morning to wash my turkey, which in those days was known as a walking bird. We'd always have walking bird on Thanksgiving with all the trimmings, cranberries, Indian eyes, and yam stuffed with gunpowder. Then we'd all watch football, which in those days was called baseball.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
we started that thankful set, thanking vegetables. Every time I eat vegetables, it makes me think of you. The Ramones, baby, from Subterranean Jungle, written by Joey and produced by Richie Cordell and Glenn Kolotkin on Sire 83. Mashed Potatoes, Dee Dee Sharp from the Cameo Parkway Gang in Philadelphia. That's the Philadelphia sound, not the Chi Lights. All due respect. Philly's all about Cameo Parkway. Most of the dance records coming out of there. Whatever Rufus Thomas didn't do. Take What I Need from Nicole Lorenz's new band, The Darts, out of Phoenix. She co-wrote it with Michelle Balderrama and co-produced it with Bob Hoag. Get it from thedarts.us. All For You, the Kurt Baker combo from their new one, In Orbit, out now as we speak at wickedcoolrecords.com. Kurt writing and co-produced it with Jorge Caldana. And a Dave Clark 5, one of the great records of all time, Glad All Over. It's the song that dethroned the Beatles. Yeah. It was neck and neck the first 6 months of 1964. Who would emerge as the bigger group, the Beatles or the Dave Clark 5? And with records like that, you can understand why. We'll be right back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Sigues en Rock FM, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven, y yo creo sinceramente que basta por el momento de hablar de Acción de Gracias y de comida. Va siendo hora de detenernos en el clásico del garaje, la canción más chula de la semana. Es el momento en que Little Steven comparte con nosotros la canción que más le ha llamado la atención estos días. Nos quedamos con una banda que se presentan a sí mismos como un cuarteto de inspiración Beatle y sesentera. The Weeklings presentan Little Elvis como la canción más chula de la semana, aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steven.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Irvington, New Jersey. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Weeklings.
Yeah, yeah, come on, come on. This could be trouble coming down the street. Gold plated and diamond shining from his teeth. His hair is black and his eyes are blue. He stole my baby and he'll steal yours too.
So bad, so bad, so bad, so bad. Oh yeah. You just need to know what I'm all about. Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. It's a custom tailored world that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry to and through. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. A real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. I ain't gonna waste it now. When it's finally mine. Gonna live each minute, really hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I will. Yes, I will.
We're never satisfied when it comes to food. You know, be good on this burger? A ham sandwich. Instead of a bun, let's use two donuts. That way we can have it for breakfast. Look out, McGriddle. Here comes the donut ham hamburger.
The rhythm don't lie, the rhythm don't lie, the rhythm don't lie, the rhythm don't lie. Hi, I'm Dave Mason, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, feeling all right.
Yesterday!
Said.
Hi, Lisa. We're going to be in a pie.
The compensation's cut for punching the clock. And I'm buying more, but there's less in the box. And all the new stuff I've tried, well, there ain't nothing inside. Throw my bills in a pile, my pile's growing mile high. Toss all my cape and pile. Don't know how I got here.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Little Elvis from the Weaklings. Their second album out now, called Studio 2. Why, you ask? Because it was recorded in Studio 2 at Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles did some of their best work. Like, all of it. Written by Glenn Burtnick and Bob Berger, and they are joined by John Merhave and Joe Belia. Get it from gemrecordings.com, Gem with a J. Our coolest song in the world this week, Little Elvis from the Weaklings. Hungry Paul Revere and the Raiders, with Terry Melcher producing. Yes, the same Terry Melcher that produced the Birds. That's correct. Rhythm Don't Lie, brand new from Jeremy and the Harlequins. The new album is Into the Night. Jeremy wrote it. The band produced it. Get it from YepRock.com. Traffic, Colored Rain, the first amazing album, Mr. Fantasy. Drummer Jim Capaldi writing that one. And joined by Chris Wood, sax and flute, Dave Mason, and Stevie Winwood. Produced by Jimmy Miller. Yeah, it don't get much better than that, does it? Rick Wakeman's Cape. There's the Fleshtones at their most Halloween, led by the Count himself, Peter Zaremba, who wrote it, and Florent Barbier produced it. Cool stuff, get it from YepRock.com. Somebody's Been Sleeping, very cool soul music. From 100 Proof Aged in Soul out of Detroit on Holland Dozier and Holland's Hot Wax label. And they produced it, by the way. They, the most famous Holy Trinity of writers from Motown. They didn't write that one, though. General Johnson did. And did I mention Levi Stubbs' brother, Joe Stubbs, was in that group? Anyway, when we come back, we're going to a parade.
Seguimos disfrutando juntos del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Ya hemos hablado de los orígenes de la festividad de Acción de Gracias, de su menú, pero nos queda otra cosita tradicional también por estas fechas y que en Estados Unidos siempre causa furor: los desfiles. Acción de Gracias también tiene su desfile tradicional. Uno de los clásicos es el que se celebra en Detroit desde 1924 y que, junto al de la ciudad de Nueva York, es el segundo más antiguo. Y sí, hay otro considerado como el más tradicional. Es el conocido como 6ABC Dunkin' Donuts Thanksgiving Parade. Y su origen se remonta a 1920, 4 años antes que los anteriores. Y sí, está patrocinado por una radio y por la famosa cadena de donuts americana. En poco se diferencian, la verdad, los desfiles actuales de los comienzos del siglo XX. Globos, bandas musicales, grandes figuras. Y sí, es cierto que antiguamente desfilaban animales vivos. Pero vaya, que hay que ver a los americanos lo que les gusta un desfile. Dale, Lite.
So the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, once called the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Christmas Parade, and now referred to as the Macy's Day Parade, eliminating both Thanksgiving and Christmas, started in 1924. It's tied with Detroit as the oldest parade in America, and only loses to the former Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade of Philadelphia, which is now called, conveniently, the 6ABC IKEA Thanksgiving Day Parade. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue? So it's pretty much the same routine, except they had live animals in the old days. I'm glad they stopped that, and I'm sure so are the street cleaners. The only difference was Santa Claus used to be crowned on Macy's balcony at 34th Street, King of the Kiddies. Now, two things to note here. First of all, the parade route has changed. They no longer use Broadway because our mayor, Gridlock, has made Broadway a pedestrian mall, which is going to be really convenient the entire winter.
And most importantly here, two words have been invented for the Macy's Day Parade. Falloon, a combination of float and balloon, is a float-based balloon. And balloonical, a combination of balloon and vehicle for a self-powered balloon vehicle. Don't say you never learn anything here.
I saw a funny freak parade marching down the street. They were acting very strange, kissing everybody they meet. Bananas hanging out of their ears, daffodils in their hands. Someone asked what's happening here. They were led by a strange little man playing on a celery flute, backed up by a big brass band made up of unstrung blues. They were making a very strange sound that was hard to describe, but you know that something good's going round.
Who knows?
I saw a funny freak parade marching down the street. They were acting very strange, kissing everybody they meet. Bananas hanging out of their ears, daffodils in their hands. Someone asked what's happening here.
That's what's happening, baby.
So many types of cake, too. There's rum cake, which makes sense, you know, because we've all been eating cake and thought, you know what, this needs booze. Shot of liquor. I don't have time to eat and drink. I only got two hands, buddy, and one of them's holding a cigarette. Meet me halfway, will you?
Well, you got me floating around and round, always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally, and I kiss you when I please. There's only one thing I need to really get to me there, is to hear you laugh without a care. What I'll say now,
down and round,
naturally,
Malibu. They both know I'm heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
Cook rotten animals, lung, heart, feet, tail, borscht, and tortillas, dreaming of the pure vegetable kingdom, who plunge themselves under meat trucks looking for an egg, who threw their watches off the roof to cast their ballot for eternity outside of time, and alarm clocks fell on their heads every day for the next decade.
Clown, that Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught just why's everybody always picking on me?
Cavalier of the Rascals, and you're listening to the swingin'est dance party on the radio, Little Steven's Underground Garage, the only radio show with go-go dancers.
Yeah! I admit you got the biggest brown eyes, and you know how to part your lips to tantalize. Sure. Don't know you do. Well, baby, I ain't got
started that set with Ultimate Spinach. And now you know you're in the Underground Garage, don't you? A classic kind of psychedelic, I don't know what band out of Boston, circa 67, with Funny Freak Parade, written by Ian Bruce Douglas. That's one guy. Sounds like three. And produced by Alan Lorber. You Got Me Floatin', the Jimi Hendrix Experience from their second classic album, Axis, Bold as Love. Same year, 67. Jimmy Wrighton, Chas Chandler, yes, the bass player from The Animals, producing that record. I'll be through the fantastic Johnny C in there, even though the parade no longer boogaloos down Broadway. Written and produced by his manager, Jesse James. I'm sure that accounting was interesting. It's Charlie Brown for one of them falloons. The very famous falloon, Charlie Brown, Lieber and Stoller, writing and producing. They invented it for the Coasters, 1959. Waiting for the next big parade, Degeneration. That's right, that's where Jesse Malin started. Very cool band, a little bit ahead of their time in the 90s. They should have waited till now. And they had a radio station to play them. Jesse, Danny, Richard, Howie, and Michael, and the Fabulous Rascals, our nod to those of you lucky enough to have overeaten. I ain't gonna eat out of my heart anymore. Arif Martin and Tom Dowd helping the lads make that classic first single.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. It's not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, después de este empacho de programa, yo casi que me voy a ir a la cama. Espero que hayas disfrutado del show de esta noche, recordando un poquito ese Día de Acción de Gracias que tendrá lugar en Estados Unidos el jueves que viene. En una semana, si te apetece, nos encontramos nuevamente aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te deseo una fantástica semana. Un abrazo. Stevie, buenas noches.